Thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined in the studio by MU Professor of Trombone, Tim Howe. Tim, how you doing?
Good. Fantastic. Glad to be back.
Yeah, right? I think this is a couple weeks in a row now.
Yeah.
So this time we're here talking about the Trombone Choir recital, which is a fun event that you guys do about once a semester.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to have two performances this semester, but our fall concert is Sunday at 7 o'clock and, in Whitmore Recital Hall. And Trombone Choir is a really wonderful, beautiful sounding kind of thing. It's like sort of like a vocal choir, and trombones blend together really well. So it's a really great concept, and there's a lot of literature now being developed for it, this concert is full of transcriptions, but there are some original pieces as well. So
very cool. Yeah, I remember you and I talking once about how the trombone was a stand-in for voice.
Yes. So in its early history, the trombone would often accompany the alto, tenor, and bass parts in a choir, like in Europe especially. So they had some, and because it blended the most with the voice, and also because of the slide, it could tune to the pitch of the organ pretty easily. Because European organs in the cold, drafty days of the 16th, 17th, and 18th century they could be all over the place. So they could adjust to that pretty easily, as opposed to fixed pitch instruments. It was really tough for them to do that.
Yeah, and the other thing that you don't ever think about is that this is very way pre-electricity, so there's no pump on the organ. Yes. So it's not a consistent air pressure.
Cold heat and they probably didn't heat it up during the week, and so you sat in church at 7 in the morning, and the Lutheran churches, they would start at 7 a.m. and they'd go till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And there'd be in box time there would be multiple versions, pieces of the cantata done during the thing and different pieces of the sermon done during the thing, and so you have to stay awake. They have to keep you cold to do that, I guess.
So then, tell me a little bit about the pieces that are coming up for this performance from the Trombone Choir.
Sure. So this, like I said, this is a lot of transcriptions. So some to our classical listeners, maybe some tunes that you may have heard somewhere before. Probably the most familiar would be the Prelude and Fugue in G Minor by J.S. Bach. Mm-hmm. There's also, my students are a quintet version of the Symphony No. 10, the third movement from my Dmitri Shostakovich. We're also doing He's a Pirate by Hans Zimmer from the Pirates of the Caribbean series. And then some Claude Debussy, a fanfare, actually originally of one of the original sort of brass fanfares by Claude Debussy. For the Martyrship of St. Sebastian. And there's we're just doing a trombone choir version of that. Mm-hmm. And then there's some original pieces as well. The big opus for us is a suite by Michael Hennigan, which is a really beautiful piece, especially the second movement. I could play the second movement over and over and over and over. It's just really just beautiful music. It has some mixed meters and some sort of dance elements and things to it. And then a little Prokofiev. I have a trombone quartet that I've been working with in my studio that's going to do a couple of three tunes. In addition to the Shostakovich, they're doing a transcription of a 16th century communion piece by Thomas Caston. And then a fun little jazz piece called Be Cool by Jeff Bauer. So, and then there's another original piece by Frank Giulino. Frank Giulino is a bass trombonist who's... I think he's based in New York City. He's also a lawyer, and so he does a couple of things at the same time. And he's been writing a lot of music for trombone choir and for trombone quartet and for solos, literature, and several other things. So he's kind of an up-and-coming, in the trombone world at least, writer. And so this piece is a little bit of... It's a kind of a merging of like Bach chorales with more contemporary kind of sounds. It's an interesting piece. I think he's paying a little bit of homage to our history at the same time. It's definitely a very contemporary piece. So anyway.
Very cool.
That's pretty much the program.
So. That sounds great.
Yeah.
And this is, the trombone choir is predominantly a student choir, a student group.
Yes. Yeah. It's all, most of them are students that are in my studio. I have a couple of kids that sometimes join us for marching band that sometimes play. And so we average between 10 and 12 or 13 players. So you get kind of a full sound. And when the trombone choir is in tune, it's a beautiful thing. So it's a really beautiful round ringing sound.
Right on.
So I do, as long as we're on the air, I do want to plug a couple of other things because I know you'll be you've already talked to some of the other studio ensemble folks already.
Definitely.
And I just want to plug Holiday Brass. I'm sure I'll probably be back talking about Holiday Brass, but I just want to get it on people's calendars maybe a little bit because it's at an unusual time this year.
Yeah, it's early. It's December 2nd. Yeah,
December 2nd, which is like right after Thanksgiving. So our calendar here at Mizzou this year is much earlier than it normally is. So it's on a Monday night too, and that's only because it's Thanksgiving holiday right before that. So it's a great program. It's over at it's sponsored by the Missouri United Methodist Church here in town, downtown. And you'll hear trombone choir, you'll hear tuba euphonium ensemble, you hear the horn choir, you'll hear a trumpet ensemble. You'll hear a big brass choir made up of the our better brass students. You'll hear the faculty Mizzou Brass, the Brass Quintet. And there might even be a sing-along. So we'll see.
All right.
So get your kind of holiday season kind of kicked off. You're exhausted from Black Friday weekend. And you just need to kind of get yourself reoriented towards the season. It's a great opportunity. I won't quote you on ticket prices now, but they're usually around $10. So we'll see. Yeah.
Sounds great. And yeah. That's at the United Methodist Church here in downtown Columbia.
Downtown Columbia in the evening at 7:00.
Very cool.
Monday night.
Monday, December 2nd. I'm sure we'll be back to talk about that before then, but it's nice to get it out there and let people know.
I can tell you more details in the program. We're sort of formulating that now. So we'll know more in a week or so. So we'll see.
Very good. All right, so the Trombone Choir fall concert is coming up on the 3rd of November at 7:00. This is at the Whitmore Recital Hall right here in the Fine Arts Building on the Mizzou campus. Tim Howe, thanks so much for coming out.
You're welcome.
And we look forward to seeing these shows.
Good to see you again, Aaron.
You too.